again, Commander Todd from WFAQ LP Muckwonago, and it is my pleasure to introduce you to Coach Wyatt Jentz from the East Troy High School football Trojans. How you doing, Wyatt?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing today, Todd?
I'm splendid, man. Good to have you back again.
Yeah, no, I love this, you know, weekly talk show. It's fun getting back together with you. And, you know, you probably don't want me to shout this out, but make sure everybody knows the birthday this past weekend. Wish you a happy birthday. So.
Oh, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it. All right. So let's get caught up here. So what happened this last game that you played last Friday?
Yeah, first home game coming out, playing Milwaukee Reagan, obviously a really, really talented football team. A lot of seniors, I believe they had about 18 seniors on their roster. So top heavy, you know, really, really big offensive line. And, you know, running that, you know, power scheme with three backs downhill, and it's a tough thing to stop. So, mm-hmm. You know, I think it was a game that prepared us for some of the opponents we're going to see later on in the season. Obviously, we didn't get the result that we wanted, but
results? Get us up to speed.
Yeah, I wanted to say the final score, I want to believe it was 48 or 49 to 19. So they really got after us in the second quarter. I think they put up about 28 points in that second quarter. So it was a quick, fast attack there. But the nice point of it coming out of halftime, I feel like we were able to kind of get into our second gear, you know, put some scoring, longer drives together, sustain a little bit more stuff as an offense. Two, just coming together, rallying, you know, the effort portion. That's the one thing that I continue to look for in our players is that effort, that toughness, that grit. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing is no matter what the score is, no matter what the situation is, these guys don't give up. They'll run through a brick wall any point in any part of the game. So, really, really happy with that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I missed the game. I tried to watch it on the stream, the huddle.
Yeah.
And that wasn't working.
Yeah. So we have
so
that.
So it wasn't just me, right?
Yes, correct. Okay. We had some technical difficulties. We got our IT people working on it, and it will be fixed for our next game. So
hopefully.
We got our new camera in today. So we're be ready to rock and roll. And I'm excited because we got some cool production stuff ready on our end. The IT guys have been working really, really hard. So
the AV nerds stepped up.
Yeah. they're the AV super team, man. So shout out to Mr. Dobke for running that show and taking care of us all season. They're doing a great job. So
okay, any other thing about this last game you'd like to wrap up?
I think it's just a great opportunity when you play, like we talked about last week with the Palmyra game, you get mm-hmm. those quality opponents and you get to, you know, get some reps in against really, really good talent. You just iron sharpens iron. So yeah, I'm looking forward to moving on this week and having another great contest.
Okay, one of the stars of your team, the fellow I'd like to introduce next, is Seth Lingford. He is a senior this year, is a running back. How you doing, Seth?
Doing good. How about you?
Fine, man. Great to be here. Great to have you on board. So let's have the coach field this one and a couple things to really talk about Seth here.
Yeah. So I met Seth back in June. He was just kind of working out. He was actually a soccer player at the time. And I kind of had joked with him back and forth about joining football. And
real
know,
football, right?
Yeah. I don't know about that. American football.
American football. Yeah. That's more
but,
PC. Yeah.
You know, I bugged him. And then one day, I kind of asked him about something about a fall sport. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm playing football. And it kind of caught me off guard. And I was like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, I told Coach Salas, he didn't tell you. So I asked Coach Salas, he's like, I was gonna let him surprise you. So
okay.
No, Seth has done an absolutely excellent job for, you know, a kid that hasn't played football since eighth grade. Put up the numbers he's putting up, you know, leading the conference in a couple different categories. You know, his work ethic, his leadership, his maturity, you know, being, you know, now a three-sport athlete, I really think that, you know, whatever sport he decides to play at the next level, he'll excel at.
Okay. Is this true?
Yeah. That's the mark of approval.
He's pretty talkative over here.
Yeah.
So what do you find as far as growth goes playing football at this level, certainly with that gap between eighth grade and now, you know?
I would say definitely because playing in middle school, it's a total different game. A lot more physical, playing against guys who are a lot stronger,
mm-hmm.
a lot crazier, I guess you could say, too. And they're there to take your head off and not there to just because mom threw him on the team.
They have a purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're definitely there for a reason.
And there's a lot more speed, right?
It's a faster game. Yeah, it's a very, very much faster pace, especially with our offense. We like kind of working up tempo, not really taking much breaks, not doing huddles. So
okay,
we just kind of focus on keeping the game moving, keeping the defense off guard, and that's how we take advantage of them.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So running back, is that like fullback, halfback, or do you have that sort of distinction here? Or?
Yeah, he plays a little bit of everything. So we call it an H in our offense. So it's kind of almost like a hybrid fullback tight end position. So
okay.
He lines up a little bit at running back, a little bit in the slot, a little bit there. Also plays defensive end for us. So he's kind of a Swiss Army knife.
That's got some speed.
Yeah.
That's good. It's good. Do you catch some balls too? Yeah.
Tries. Yeah, I think I got like three catches on the season.
Yeah, there we go.
So I think I'm 3 for 3. So.
Oh, there you go. Even better.
Hey, you threw a touchdown last week.
Yeah, I did.
Holy smokes!
I did throw a touchdown last week.
You can do it all.
He is your Swiss Army knife.
There you go. Yeah.
Is he? Are you part Swiss?
I mean, I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, now that we know.
All right. Well, that could be the rumor now, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's coming up for the next... Thank you so much, by the way, Seth. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
And good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Okay, so what's coming up this coming next game?
Friday, September 6th, we'll be over at Evansville High School, kicking off at 7 p.m. So it'll be the start to our conference season. So looking forward to kicking that off.
So this will be your first conference game.
Correct.
Yep. What's it called again?
The Rock Valley Conference.
The Rock Valley Conference.
Yep. So, yeah, it'll be the first time we're playing in the Rock Valley this year and, you know, going against a really tough test in Evansville. So looking forward to, you know, stacking up against some of these really, really top-notch teams in the state.
Yeah. And when is kickoff?
7 p.m., yep.
Okay,
Evansville. In Evansville. And then still waiting on confirmation of the live stream, but if you check us out on our social media pages, we'll have the live stream link on there.
I was going to say, where can people find out more?
East Troy Football on every single social media platform you can possibly think of. So Facebook, X, Instagram. Search East Troy Football, you will find us.
You guys are all over the place.
Absolutely.
Well, Coach, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. Seth, a great opportunity to meet you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Go Trojans.
Go Trojans. Thanks for having us, Todd.
We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Thanks.
This has been Commander Todd speaking with Wyatt Jens, the head coach for East Troy High School Football, coming to you from the nation's music source, WFAQ, LP, Maguanago, 101.3 FM on your radio dial.